Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Firstly, I have to say, George Hamilton and Celine Bart, firstly, you're in for rehearsal, I understand that, but I also want to say congratulations that you sold out the Hamilton Squares on stage.
Yeah, this Saturday it sold out. We're delighted.
Are you highest kites?
We yes. are, sure. We're in there rehearsing, and I said, will we go in and say Martin?
Isn't it wonderful? Because when you think about it, there's a number of shows coming out of Lyric FM with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, and they've all done really well.
Well, yours is fabulous.
We've done
it sold out,
nicely.
And you're doing another one in September.
September, that's right.
Yeah.
And Aideen has just done her bit.
You're an inspiration.
And Aideen Gormley was even singing along.
She
and the last time you did one, you were playing the drums.
My God,
what are you going to do, George?
You'll have to get out
pressure.
Your mouth organ.
The pressure's on, isn't it? Yes.
Are you going to... Well, I shouldn't ask because...
I don't think there's a piano, so I think I'm safe.
There's no piano. For heaven's sake. Get a loan of a violin. But it is good fun to do this, to bring the music you love to an audience in this way. You know it all the time, Celine, because you do it.
Mm.
But for those of us who sit behind a microphone, it's a very special privilege.
It is, and it's a great opportunity to actually meet the people.
Yeah.
I discovered this at the birthday concert in Limerick because so many who would text or email were there.
That's right.
Maybe the chance to mingle afterwards, and they'd come and they'd say, I am.
Yeah.
And I know you put a face to the name.
And most of them are very attractive. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's
a better class of listener to Eric.
Oh, absolutely. Did
you ever hear the phrase, you got a great face for radio?
Great face for... Well, you looking at me then?
I'm joking.
But it is. It's a very special moment, and I just wanted to say congratulations anyway.
And it's great because he gets to choose the music that he loves and to get the RTÉ Concert Orchestra to perform it, which is a very prestigious orchestra, and we're very proud.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
They're absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And every time, as Phyllis said, there isn't a bum note. Every time, it's just beautiful and perfect. And it doesn't matter whether it's Bert Bacharach or Smetana in your case, because I know you love that piece of music.
That piece of it, Vltava, I know. That was really what hooked me on classical music, because I was still at school, I was doing music, there were only eight of us in the class, and it was the first time I'd seen a full score.
Yeah.
As opposed to the line for the violin or the line for the cello or the two hands for the piano.
Sure.
This was the whole thing, and you had to keep turning the pages because you can only get so much onto
that's
one
right,
page.
That's right.
And just to have that all explained, and not only have it explained, but to hear it played, and it's such beautiful music. And then it all kind of came together, and that was really the kick-off point for classical music for me.
That's magnificent. Actually, we play a little bit of it. We
haven't
heard. Well, it's the excerpt. Now, the fact that the two of you are here, I'm not going to play all of it, because otherwise there's no point
in bringing it in. It's about 11 minutes.
Oh, no, we have to chat.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you again. George, God bless. Celine, how are you? Just looking at George, he can't keep still when that's on.
He's conducting here. Yeah.
Vltava, it's beautiful Smetana.
Yeah, it's the story of a river. It's supposed to tell the story of a river. And if you think about it, and that music and the way it swirls around, you could be on a boat just moving downstream. Yeah.
But you were telling me something during it.
Yes, Smetana, like Beethoven, went deaf. And he couldn't hear when he was writing that, so he never heard it played.
All from
so
memory.
All that came from his head.
I never knew that. Yeah. Everyday school day. And also, here's something that
you wouldn't find out down the other place. This is
oh God,
where you get all the information.
Did you know, and I didn't know this,
what?
that our wonderful George here actually played the cello and piano.
Did you?
Yeah. I did.
Not with it.
Not
yeah. on that particular recording. No.
Is it
at home.
I was sat up on a piano stool as a youngster and
good man.
Went through all the grades. And it was the fact that I played the piano and could read the bass clef, the lower end.
Yes.
That when they were teaching kids stringed instruments in music class in school, those of us who were taking piano lessons were given the cello, and the others who hadn't learned about music were given the violins because they had the melody line of the treble clef. So it was the piano that led into the cello, and I played that until I was 18 regularly.
Did you?
Yeah.
So there's no end to his talents.
Are you not going to? Are you going to play it on Saturday?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
That's what I said. We'll see. Anyway, we will see. Now let's talk. There's a number of things I want to talk about. Firstly, okay, you do rehearsals and all the rest of it.
Yes.
Céline.
Yes, sir.
Céline Barn of this parish. And I wonder, would we be doing the carols again? I guess we might get someone else. Would we? But anyway, you never know. Because we were very keenly priced, you and I.
Yes.
We were very good value.
We're a good package.
We are a good package. You're all over the shop. You're doing loads of things.
All over the shop sounds like I'm disorganised.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like you're busy. It sounds like you're busy. You're in the Pavilion Theatre on the 15th of June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
You are.
Still available for that.
Okay, and all the hits and then some?
Yes, absolutely, with Piano Trio, that'd be great.
Oh, that'll be lovely, that'll be nice.
For those who can't go on Saturday because it's sold out with...
Yes, exactly. The other thing is, you're doing these video games.
Yes, so the video game concerts...
This is Germany and the Netherlands.
Yeah, in Concertgebouw, which is one of the most wonderful concert halls ever. I'm going to be performing there in July, and I'm going to be in Germany in June. So it's with Eimear Nguyen, who is Irish conductor, we know, the first lady to conduct at the Oscars. Right. So she does a lot of scoring for film and for animation, and conducts a lot of... music from games.
Yes.
And has composed some new music for Bloodlines 2, which is a game that's coming out now shortly. But also, she invited me to come and sing for her, or with her, in San Francisco, which I just did in March. So I sing songs from Tetris. I think everybody, well, not everybody might know the tune, but in Tetris it goes da da di da da di di da 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 di da 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 da. It's actually a Russian folk song. So I did that, and I did some other stuff, and I love it, it's great. And see, the audiences are changing, I think.
Yeah.
And music is becoming more accessible from different genres.
Absolutely, and it opens up a whole other batch of interest for you and fans.
Yeah, it's great. I just love it. I just love singing.
That's
just,
I know that, but that's like a whole other world.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's fantastic. Isn't that great?
Always had a great sound from Céline.
Well, I've always said it before, but if you stand close to this woman in when she's singing, you can be blown back because the power of your voice. You have the most incredible voice.
And shut your glass.
Well, that's a good thing, apparently. Now, you mentioned the Germans.
Yes.
You're doing something with the Germans. You're a German speaker, aren't you?
Yes, I lived in Germany.
That's right.
My degree was in German and French.
Yeah.
We last Sunday, the lyric feature was on David Brophy, their Musikman, an Irishman.
Can you see the linkage there between the baton and the baton?
And the baton, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
David
went out on Sunday.
Yes, and he's the chief. David's the chief conductor, David Brophy, of the Westdeutsche Rundfunk Orchester.
Easy for you to say.
And he had his debut concert last autumn, and it was a big event.
Yeah.
And the Irish ambassador to Germany, Maeve Collins, came from Berlin to be at the event and to speak at the afters. And Maeve, the ambassador, was most kind and said, asked me would I care to come to Germany and do a series of talks. There are two Irish consulates, one in Frankfurt, one in Munich, and the embassy in Berlin. So I have a little road trip at the start of June.
Beautiful. What do you mean? When you say talks, what will it be on? Is it on music? Is it on sport?
Hanging on the nation holds its breath because the Irish emigrant community in Germany, they would know all about that.
Yes,
and then
course.
There's the lyric, and we have listeners in Germany. It's every week, there's a mail from Germany, from a listener in Germany.
Any female?
Female males as well.
Just males.
So a non-binary, let's not go there.
That's right. We're all comers welcome.
And it's just the ambassador felt there was an audience for this kind of reminiscence of the sports side of it and the music side
of
it.
How lovely.
And so, as I said,
it's kind of like a This Is Your Life with
sort of it. Yeah, we're going to
well,
do
I mean,
it.
You've done the two books. I mean, it's a perfect vehicle. It's
so
lovely.
Yeah,
to have that
so I'm delighted at that, and I welcome every opportunity I get.
Oh, absolutely. And there will be.
It's quite an honour, actually.
It is quite an honour.
Yeah, that's how I feel anyway. I was quite surprised because we literally met, shook hands, and she said, by the way, would you ever consider
it? What a great idea. Yeah. That's lovely. And will there be cash, do you think?
Well, you can bring your books and
sell
them.
Don't answer that.
Sell your books.
Don't answer that. That's enough of that. Anyway, that's football anthems.
Is it?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Don't know about that.
No, Miss Byrne.
Yes, sir.
Were you recording with the concert orchestra?
I was last week, last Monday and Tuesday, and it was amazing.
What are you doing? Are you making an album, as it were?
Well, I had them worn out over 2 days.
<Not surprised.
laughs> I did enough repertoire. I did the repertoire that I really wanted to do, which amalgamated in, please God, two albums.
Oh.
Christmas album, and then an album of songs with inspiration and hope that I've wanted to do for so, so long.
Does that involve that chap when you did the Sacred Songs? Is it some of his work?
Yes. No, that's separate.
Yeah.
Because that's purely sacred songs.
Yes, it is.
Songs.
Yes.
This is more like, you can include an Ave Maria and Our Father.
Okay.
But the Ave Maria is popular in the classical genre as well.
Yes, of
you
course.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm adding to that Climb Every Mountain. You'll Never Walk Alone. To Dream the Impossible Dream.
Football anthem again.
Uplifting things.
That's a very nice idea. Mm.
Yeah, and then the Christmas album, of course.
Oh, sure.
We recorded 2 years ago, A Holy Night, so it all kind of started there.
Yes, yeah.
And I've just finished then recording that. So please God.
Your Holy Night was recorded for a charity, wasn't it?
It was, for the Jack and Jill Foundation at Children's Hospital Ireland. And it's still out there on sale and it's still making money. Thank God for the charities.
Good.
So
that's a great
it's going
idea.
Into production now, please God, so that we'll have the album ready by Christmas. So if there's any listeners out there that would like to contribute financially to help me with the production of it, please get
George
in touch.
George may have some German francs, as it were, whatever the Germans use. Listen, Deutschmark, come here, quick one for you. Were you recording in Studio One here?
In that
beautiful room across the corridor.
Yeah, yeah. And it was conducted by David Brophy. And
again?
Produced by David Monroe, so it's going to be. I think it's
That's
going to be
wonderful.
Brilliant because the orchestra were on fire. They were brilliant.
And that room, that recording studio, I've heard it referred to when I now do. It's like Abbey Road in there. Like the amount of people who've been through that room.
Yeah, they're even they're even recording today because we were in there doing a brief rehearsal and then we were kicked out because they're doing recording.
Well, they can be, you have to have a pass for special days. But they are incredible.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Absolutely delighted because I've wanted to do it for a long time.
Well, we talk about this, don't we?
Yeah.
From time to time, whenever you come in, we talk about the CD, the calling card.
Yeah, because
it's
expensive to book the studio, to book the players, because there's an awful lot of people that need to be paid in that orchestra.
Yes,
and then the conductor is like, oh my God, like he's €1 million.
It all
adds up. So it's a question of trying to have the financial possibilities to do it.
That's right. I have the Jewel song. Are you?
I'm singing that on Saturday.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's all linked. Look at George, she's very good, isn't she?
Oh,
she's very good.
Very good.
If only she was here, we could tell her. Now, on Saturday night, it's the Hamilton Scores, it's first time out, which is going to be a great thing. And dividing it up, because picking the songs and picking the music and trying to decide
this was the lovely thing that they said, the music you like. So that Valtava that we talked about, which I loved coming back to, and is a very popular, with a gentleman of my acquaintance, Owen Hand, who used to manage the Republic of Ireland football team.
I
didn't realise he was into music in the big way that he is, but I introduced him to that, and he just loves it. And every time it comes on the radio, every time I play it, he texts me and says, great.
Isn't that lovely?
So that's, and then the Mozart, we kick off with the Marriage of Figaro Overture, which is just such a joyful piece of music. It really is.
That's right.
I got to choose the my song, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Celine came up with her song, so we have a programme of songs.
Well, it's audience friendly. And of course, George has his show on every Saturday and Sunday on Lyric FM.
Yes.
And a lot of people would write in and give their favourites. So we went through the list, and these were the kind of top favourites from his show.
But I think
and
that's
of course
what you do.
MC on the night on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what we did with ours. And I think that's the way you do it. You amalgamate as many of the different styles of the top of the programme. organ.
But top of the pop, top of the classical.
But also, that's what that's what people seem to be enjoying, and it's a lovely thing to bring that to an audience. I'm really delighted for you. I really am.
Thank you.
It's going to be fantastic. You're commentating tomorrow night, of course.
Yes, Bilbao, yes. Manchester United and Tottenham in the final of the Europa League. Yes, an astonishing run that Manchester United have had. Well, only team unbeaten in all of the European major competition, the UEFA, Champions League and the Europa League.
What do you think of Crystal Palace?
Crystal Palace, that was a wonderful goal that won it on Saturday.
I was delighted.
But that's the romance of football, isn't it?
Well, it is. They must be thrilled in Manchester City with that news. Yeah. However, United haven't had, they've had an awful season.
That's not Tottenham,
but
to be fair.
Yes, indeed. But this is going to be great. But I see the Manchester United manager, is it today, saying, Amarin saying that Europa glory wouldn't even be enough because he thinks that they need players.
they do indeed.
That would
probably be handy, wouldn't it?
It would be handy. I'm so thrilled because I think it's wonderful that you're doing that as well and enjoying that on Premier Sports, which is a lovely thing to do.
I told you already, he's multi talented.
Well, I've done it for so long, and I've no desire to stop doing it. And it still gets me excited. And even if I'm only watching a match like that FA Cup final on Saturday, and I was so thrilled for Crystal Palace.
But you know what I'm going to tell you? Welcome to my world. Welcome to all our worlds. We love what we do. We're lucky to get to do what we do.
And you were brilliant in the Eurovision.
Oh my goodness!
But it's
great crack.
You were brilliant.
But it's completely off the wall. But it's great crack, and I love it to bits. We haven't won it now for a lovely long time.
I shall go next year.
Céline Byrne. Well, this was an opera singer who won it this time, wasn't it?
Listen, good luck on Saturday night. Are you 8 o'clock or 7:30?
7:30.
I mean, always important to say that.
Oh, yes. Don't turn up late.
A full house, and I'm thrilled for you both.
Thank you
so much, Marty.
God bless.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Chat to us today about your later life lending options.